Those are nice words. But I got sort of curious of what he meant with liberty, and liberty for whom. And we will think about that when we look at the wider picture of the world in 1858, because 1858 was also a watershed year in the history of Asia. 1858 was the year when the courageous uprising against the foreign occupation of India was defeated by the British forces. And India was up to 89 years more of foreign domination. 1858 in China was the victory in the Opium War by the British forces. And that meant that foreigners, as it said in the treaty, was allowed to trade freely in China. It meant paying with opium for Chinese goods. And 1858 in Japan was the year when Japan had to sign the Harris Treaty and accept trade on favorable condition for the US. And they were threatened by those black ships there that had been in Tokyo Harbor over the last year. But Japan, in contrast to India and China, maintained its national sovereignty. And let's see how much difference that can make. And I will do that by bringing these bubbles back to a gapminder graph here, where you can see each bubble is a country. The size of the bubble here is the population. On this axis, as I used to have, income per person in comparable dollar. And on that axis, I have life expectancy, the health of people. And I also bring an innovation here. I have transformed the laser beam into an ecological, recyclable version here in green India.